Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. At this time every week, Lisa Lanier, our official attorney, joins us. The segment is called Lawyer Up. She's inside several legal cases, including one that I may have been wrong on yesterday. It's a woman who was Zooming a doctor's appointment. You know, she's doing it over telehealth in Canada. And the doctor said, "You're inappropriately dressed for this, and I won't treat you." And she was very upset by that. And I thought she was right. It's like, well, wait a minute. This is a doctor. He's seen everything. She put a picture of herself up online of what she was wearing. At least she says she was wearing.
I haven't seen it.
She's a full-bosomed young woman.
Yes. Amen.
And but I didn't think it was all that inappropriate. But you all said, and then I started to think about this, well, you know, the doctor can, you know, you can dress appropriately or inappropriately. It's basically his call, and she wants him now to lose his license over this. She's pursuing more legal. She's trying to get him to lose his license or have it suspended or whatever. Lisa's going to answer that question. Can she do that for us in a moment? Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Doing very well. Thanks. Full disclosure, my mind's not all here. Dave has wound me up. Dave wound me up. I'll tell you how he did this. I don't know what kind of sports fan you are, Lisa, or if you're watching the Super Bowl this weekend, but Dave has suggested, and he knew what this would do to me. He said, before he said it, he said, "You're not going to like this, but I think the Super Bowl should be played at the home team stadium, you know, if they have the better record. For instance, if the Giants are in it, it should be played in New York. If the Packers are in it, it should be played in Green Bay." And then he walked out of the room, and I just turned to Christine and I said, "How could he hurt me so badly?" 3 days, but 2 days before the Super Bowl, Dave's going to drop that and then walk out of the room. I am so wound up.
Was it the main
now.
Point to hurt you?
No, it was to hurt me.
No. Could he sue for emotional damage?
Lisa, I'll tell you something else, Lisa. This show is laid out, and he knows I have no time to respond to him. He knows because we have
played
you.
It perfectly.
Okay, we have you. We have Put Up or Shut Up. We have a weekly wrap up. Yeah. We have an NFL trivia game. Okay.
And then before you know it, it's garbage time.
And then it's garbage time.
And then he just dropped it. He just dropped it on you and then left it hanging there.
Listen, if he had done it when he first walked in,
like a man,
I might could have said something.
No, couldn't do.
No, he's hidden behind this show's schedule.
Can you book me in garbage time?
Behind Lisa's skirt.
I don't even. Dave, I don't even have any garbage time for you today.
What?
We are so booked up, I don't even have garbage time for you.
Well, I don't want to talk about it Monday.
And
it's over.
You can't Monday. You can't. It's over. Done. All we'll be talking about Monday is commercials and the game and Valentine's Day. And look what you've done.
Well, fit me in September.
That's what it'll have to be.
Week one.
Hall of Fame week.
Hall of Fame week.
Maybe we'll make you a Super Bowl trivia question today. Is this the worst idea you've ever heard?
Who came up with the worst idea ever?
Dave. A Dave, B Dave, no. C Dave, or D Dave.
Now, see, now you're hurting Lisa's
see
time.
See what we're doing? She's on the clock.
She's on the clock. She's got time.
All right, full disclosure. I wanted you to know when you're answering these legal questions, all I'm going to be thinking about is.
His mind is racing.
That's right. I hate Dave.
Your mind is on that.
That's right.
You already been wound up, and you got that shirt on that's red. And it's
now,
got
I would
you
imagine
going.
That in Lisa's line of work, especially with the pandemic.
Mm hmm.
That she's had way more Zoom conferences than
that's
I would
right.
than most.
Right. So in this case, I really want to hear about this. This woman was on. She's from British Columbia, Canada. She's on something called Telus Health, TELUS. Her name is Carly McGee, and she was on there. And she's talking to the doctor, and the doctor said, "I'm sorry, you're dressed inappropriately, and you're in a public place, a gym." And she said, "Oh, no, I'm at home." And she explained it to him.
The doctor said, "If you're not in a private place or covered up, I cannot speak to you." And I said, "No, I'm at home. I'm in a private place and I am covered up." That's when he proceeded to ask me if I would go out in public dressed the way that I was. And I said, "You know, as a woman, it's my right to dress however I want. And maybe I shouldn't be speaking to someone who pushes those values or concerns on a patient when they're seeking medical advice." And that's when he hung up on me while I was still speaking.
He just clicked her.
Click.
End call.
Now, I supported her.
You did.
And Chris Dibb said, "That's the first time you've ever supported someone like that." And that's true.
Well,
but she said, maybe, you know, you try to get away with this somewhere else. I'm not going to stand for it.
I mean, there very well could be cultural feelings that someone has towards the way that someone is dressing. But as a medical professional, that's kind of something you have to check at the door.
I'm a professional. I agree with her. The last thing she saw was his big finger coming toward her Zoom and cut her off. Now, she's saying, "I'm pursuing this. I want his license suspended." What do you think, Lisa? Has he done something wrong here?
You know, he will not get his license suspended, in my opinion, but I think he will probably get a little warning or something, because
this happened in Canada, and in Canada, you know, they're very kind and tolerant, and they're not into this kind of behavior. And it's actually in the Canadian Medical Association Code of Ethics and Professionalism that you have to treat patients with respect and dignity without regard to their lifestyle or beliefs. And I think this is right at what he was doing here. He was judging her for the way she dressed. And I think that she's in the right, but I don't think they'll go so far as to take his license. I think they'll say, you know, tiss, tiss, don't do that again.
Right. It is. I mean, because I saw her, and she wasn't home. I mean, she wasn't in a gym. She was at home. He's a doctor, so he's seen everything.
Amen.
And she...
You always say that, Dave.
How long was the back and forth between these two?
Just like 2 minutes. Like,
oh, that's all?
Yeah. He got on there and he said, well, you wouldn't come into my office dressed like this. And she said, well, yes, I would. And I'm at home.
Yeah, I would. And people wear jog bras. It was a workout bra. And they wear those. They're made to be worn without a top on them. Yeah. And I think with Zoom being, like you were saying, Zoom being so commonplace now, people, you're in their home, professionals. Like this doctor, like me, we come into people's homes and they're very relaxed about it. I've even had, I think I told you guys one time, I was on a Zoom with somebody and the camera shot was wide open into like a whole galley kitchen. And then across the room, you could see across the living room. There was like a guest bathroom in the back of the view. And one of the family members went in there and started going to the bathroom and left the door open.
Oh, my God.
Now I can see it.
Oh, my God.
I know I can see it, but it's like, come on.
Lisa. Yeah. Now, that's I feel for you on
Where's
that.
Where's your amen now, Dad?
Yeah. Amen.
Who was it? I can't say.
You should have said something about that. Now, that's just inappropriate. You shouldn't have to see somebody going to the bathroom.
Sounds like a single wife.
It was in the back. You know, I don't think she realized that her husband was going in there. And I don't think she realized that the way the camera was, it shot all the way across the house like that.
Well, he's an open door.
He left it open. He's an open door pooper. Yeah, he's an open door pooper.
Oh, he's pooping. It's even worse. Yeah.
Was it a divorce consultation? This is why.
You see this? Are you seeing this right now? Talk about no bathroom. Do you know if I did that in my house, my wife would divorce me. Leaving the bathroom.
She should.
Oh, leaving the bathroom door open and doing that? No, it doesn't happen. Not in our house. Another story. We've covered these types of things before. Let's see if this woman has any kind of case. She's from Florida. She swears she found a tooth embedded in the bread of her Subway sandwich when she ordered it. She went on TikTok to tell her story, and she said, take a look at this. There was a whole tooth embedded in the bread of her 6-inch steak and cheese sub. And then she says she told the employee at Subway, I literally found a tooth in my sub. I'm sick. I'm sick. To which he said, do you want a refund? Do you want another sandwich? any legal recourse for her? Usually, I think this answer is no. Is that right?
Right. Because under Florida law, she has to be able to demonstrate a medical injury, a physical injury. Right. And she didn't ingest it, luckily. Now, if she'd ingested it and it had damaged her, maybe, her esophagus or something, then she would have a different scenario. But here she luckily saw it, didn't ingest it, so no harm, no foul. Give her some coupons for another sandwich.
Okay, all right. And he just moves right on. Do you think, because so many times, don't you think they plant that in there themselves?
Well, if you're the worker, you should ask to see all her teeth.
Yeah.
If she's got one, she's got an incisor missing.
Then we know something.
Something's up.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And now you can get in serious trouble. Let's say she did that. Let's say she planted the tooth in there. Would there be charges against her for trying to defraud the Subway?
Yeah, you remember a few years ago, that person that put a finger in the Wendy's chili got in big trouble and was prosecuted. So, yeah, I mean, especially, I think if it gets a lot of attention, I think it may happen. And I don't think it happens terribly often. I mean, I think when it happens, usually when there's a foreign object, it's usually real. It's legit. Because you think about, when something's being manufactured, it's pretty easy to drop something in there, and
a happens. Tooth into the bread?
I mean, you'd be surprised the stuff that happens. And a lot of times it's not like that. That was a weird one, a tooth in bread. But actually, like a bone fragment or even a tooth in ground beef would not be surprising.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Dave had a bolt in his mashed potatoes a few years ago.
That's right. Well, that was about 10 years ago, but I did have a bolt in there.
Yeah,
delicious.
He told the guy, there was a light fixture or something or a heating element that had come out.
They didn't know where it came from. I assumed it came from the overhead vent in the kitchen and that it just, those things loosen up after a while. Or maybe they'd cleaned it and it fell out in the taters.
That's right.
I got it in my mouth.
You got it. Next story in Hartford, Connecticut. They have ruled now that women-only gyms do violate the state discrimination law. There are some gyms that are women-only. Curves used to be, I don't even know if they're still opening, but people always say, don't you go to Curves to me? And I'm like, no, I don't.
Yeah, I feel like, I feel like they're closed. Because I've defended you a few times on that.
Yeah. People call over here and say, hey, where's Chris Kelly? Curves.
I go, update your joke. They closed.
Yeah. Thank you. Curves is closed. Well, apparently there are some women-only gyms, at least in the state of Connecticut, and someone was upset about this. A guy, I guess, who wanted to go to a women's-only gym. And so it can't be done. Is that correct, Lisa? Are there anything, I'm trying to think of a business that is either male-only or female-only. What do you got?
Yeah, so in Connecticut, their gender discrimination law bans any kind of gender discrimination in public accommodation. Mm-hmm. The Connecticut Supreme Court heard it 6-0. It was absolutely unanimous. And so no more single sex gyms. And the idea was the men were upset because there are more men apparently at the gym, but the equipment is fairly equal. And so the men are having to wait for machines and stuff while the women have plenty. And they're like, look, nobody's on those machines. We need to go over there and use them instead of having to wait. That was their point.
Interesting.
And that makes sense, right? So, but it varies from state to state. It depends on the language of the non-discrimination statute that is enacted by each state. Several states had the same thing happen, and they decided to go back and put in an exclusion for gyms. Because most states have exclusions for bathrooms, locker areas, sleeping areas. Those can be single sex.
Right.
And so now what happens is if one of these rulings come down, like in Connecticut, the legislature can now go back and make an exemption by law that says, yeah, you can still have same-sex gyms. But for now, unless they do that, the gyms are going to have to open them up to both.
I want to speak for women and say that I think there should be allowed in each state a female-only gym, because I think a lot of, or some women at least, are, they don't like going to a gym because they think they get stared at by men, ogled by men. Don't you think? I think a lot of women feel that way and would be much more comfortable at a female-only gym. Don't you think?
Yeah, that's exactly, I think, the reason that women want these single-sex gyms. But at least in Connecticut, until they change the law, they're going to have to put up with it.
All you gym meatheads.
Yeah.
Well, that's you.
Lunkheads.
I can't not look at your body.